From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Six NATO troops, including three U.S. servicemen, have been killed in Afghanistan today, making this one of the deadliest days for international troops there in months. Terry Schultz has more.
Three U.S. soldiers serving with NATO's international force were killed in clashes with insurgents in southern Afghanistan. NATO says two more of its troops were also killed in eastern Afghanistan, and the French government confirms at least one of those soldiers was from France. A sixth coalition death happened when a roadside bomb exploded in the south of Afghanistan. Though Taliban attacks generally slow down in the cold weather, it's been a mild winter in Afghanistan, and there's been little respite. 15 foreign soldiers, 10 of them American, have already been killed this year. Despite the violence, a new poll commissioned by the BBC, ABC News, and German broadcaster ARD shows 70% of Afghans saying their country is moving in the right direction. That's up from 40% last year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
President Obama meets with labor leaders at the White House this afternoon. He'll be trying to sell them on a controversial proposal to tax high-cost medical insurance plans as a way to fund an overhaul of the nation's health care system. Organized labor has been opposed to that idea. NPR's Scott Horsley has the story.
President Obama has endorsed the idea of taxing so-called Cadillac health insurance plans as one way to rein in costs and help pay for expanded insurance coverage. Union leaders typically oppose the idea, which is part of the Senate health care bill, but not the House version. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the argument is likely to be on the table at today's White House meeting.
I know it's an issue that is a difference in the legislation that the House and the Senate passed. I think the president will talk through with them what he believes can be gotten out of that provision.
Labor leaders worry their members have sacrificed pay at the bargaining table in order to win better health benefits, only to be hit later by the so-called Cadillac tax. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Citrus growers in Florida are chipping away icicles in their orange groves today as record cold temperatures grip parts of the South. A hard freeze watch is posted in Florida until tomorrow. Temperatures were down to 10 degrees in western North Carolina this morning. And while that's unusual, National Weather Service forecaster Chris Horn says it is not unprecedented.
Certainly the extended period of very cold air is unusual, but it has happened in the past over the, 100 or so years of records that we keep at Asheville. This probably has occurred maybe, 10, 11 times.
Freezing temperatures in Louisiana have caused problems with a number of water systems in the state today. At the start of a new trading week on Wall Street, stock prices are mixed. The Dow Industrials are up 11 points at 10,629. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 10 points. This is NPR News from Washington. The Colorado man who orchestrated the so-called Balloon Boy hoax surrendered to authorities to begin serving a 90-day jail sentence today. Richard Heaney pleaded guilty to attempting to influence a public servant, but he now insists that he did nothing wrong. More than a dozen people have been jailed in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia on charges of military mutiny. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
The civilians and soldiers face anywhere from 2 to nearly 30 years in prison for what officials are calling their involvement in a military rebellion against President Mikhail Saakashvili. Georgian officials say the bloodless coup was backed by the Kremlin, a charge Moscow vehemently denies. The brief mutiny occurred at a tank base near the capital of Tbilisi last May. Diplomats have expressed doubts over the scale of the incident. The Pentagon called the skirmish fairly isolated. Many analysts say the mutiny questioned the loyalty of Georgia's armed forces after Russia subdued Georgia during a brief war in 2008. Defense lawyers say they'll appeal the sentences. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Federal health officials are urging all Americans to get vaccinated against the flu, especially the H1N1 swine flu, even though the number of cases of swine flu in the U.S. have been declining in recent weeks. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says there's enough vaccine now for everyone who wants it, not just those in high-risk groups.
This is a serious disease. We have a vaccine that works, that's plentiful, and we really would urge all Americans to step up and protect yourselves and your loved ones, save lives, and get vaccinated.
Sebelius kicking off National Influenza Vaccination Week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.